The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Piv Cross, delighted to speak to you once again. Important time because you've just launched your new strategy for the next couple of years.
We have, yes. It's the first time we've done something like this, but then it's nice to have something on paper that you can see and you can refer to, and our members can have a look at it, and you know, potential sponsors can have a look at it, and so on and so forth. But while we were doing it, it was a case of, well, this is what we are doing, but it's been really good to be able to document it, and for now it to be a working document that we can keep updating as time goes on, and make sure that we're ticking things off and keep moving forward.
There'll be plenty in there. What are some of the key elements of part of it?
Well, I think one of the things that we wanted to recognise was that Allerman Netball is 40 years old this year. So it was important to think back to, you know, how we started way back in 1982 and where we started playing and where we are now. So it's nice to reflect on that. But and that overarching sort of strapline, if you like, that strategy of encouraging netball and its values to flourish on the Isle of Man at all levels. And as I say in the presentation, you know, that's what we do, but that's what we've always done as well, you know. So, but it was really nice to reflect whilst we were putting it together on what we'd achieved. And you sometimes forget what you've achieved. You know, yes, we sort of stated that we played on car parks and that sort of thing, and where we play and where we play now, sort of thing, and playing international netball. But it is nice to think, actually, you know, what else have you notched up? What else have you notched up along the way? And that sort of thing.
Yeah, like world ranking and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's been another sort of, you know, massive thing for us over the last 4 or 5 years. So yeah, huge.
Including the Manx fellas as well, obviously joining the league. I would suggest it's obviously just bringing everything together and maybe just refreshing how things are going to stand moving forward.
It is, yeah. And I think there are some great plans ahead for the Manx fellas as well. I think they're aiming to sort of play some games in the UK, either over the summer and maybe even join a men's league. But that in itself is growing here as well. So there are more men getting involved, which is brilliant. So the development officer, Claire, runs a skills and fun session once a week. And that is, it's not competitive. And some ladies just go and have a run around, and it's for different ages. And we had our first fella at one of those a couple of weeks ago as well. So it's just really good that everybody's getting involved and embracing what we're doing.
How are things looking at the minute about developing coaches?
That's moving forward. That's moving forward as well. We're part of a pilot that Europe Netball are involved in. So that's moving forward. We're also starting to build a tutor workforce as well. So we had some successes recently with some officiating tutoring. So we now have one of our own very own tutors who will be able to tutor the C award. And as that moves forward, then we'll be able to have tutors working with coaching courses as well. But yeah, just sort of working with Europe Netball at the moment on the coaching side of things. So loads of things moving forward in terms of our development.
And it's all just about inspiring that next generation, which we hear so much about. You must hear so many stories on a weekly basis.
Well, we do. And I think one of the problems that we have on the island is the facilities. Whilst we've got brilliant sports halls to play in and, you know, great clubs, some of the clubs are sort of like reaching capacity, which, you know, we're sort of like, you know, trying to develop and trying to get all these girls and now some boys involved as well. So that's a challenge. That's a challenge for us to try to overcome over the next few months. But yeah, there are those sorts of inspiring stories. You know, we get messages from parents saying, you know, how much their girls have loved playing or they've been to watch an event. So we had the 21s under 21 Europe Netball event here in November, coupled with a Wales Netball Test Series. You know, and again, you get messages there, parents saying, oh, you know, we loved it. My daughter now wants to join a club, you know, so on and so forth. And it's just brilliant how that sort of thing develops just from people watching it.
The recent success at the Isle of Man Sports Awards as well.
Well, that was another bonus.
yeah. You don't mind them, do you?
Well, no, and it's just, and again, that's what, you know, you nominated in two categories, win them both, which is just brilliant. And again, it's all about raising awareness, and we're going to have a 40th anniversary party later on in the year, so the ball will start rolling after the Europe Netball Open Challenge in May for that. So yeah, and it's just keeps that ball rolling, and everything's bright and rosy.
And I'm really pleased to see that you've got a brand new website at netball.im. nice and easy to use.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's something that we're really, really proud of. These sort of things take, you know, an enormous amount of work. And Anna, who's on our board as our PR and marketing, has put an enormous amount of effort into that, as have a number of the board members as well. And it's brilliant to see something that, you know, after all that hard work, brilliant to see something, you know, going out there and moving pictures and videos on it and everything as well. And it's really professional. So we're really grateful to the guys at Dot Performance who put that together for us, and that with the strategy as well. So it's really good for our members as well, so that, you know, they see that we're not standing still, and we're moving forward, and we're trying to be as professional as everybody, as every other netball organisation out there, sort of thing. So and it's great because, as I say, you know, most of us are all volunteers. So, and people giving up all their time to put all this in place is just brilliant. So yeah, so take a look at netball.im. There's plenty of things there to have a look at, and our strategy is on there as well, how to play, how to get involved, and so on and so forth. So yeah, we're really proud of it.
Are you welcoming feedback on the strategy?
Definitely, yeah. So again, in the presentation that I sent out, you know, if anybody's got anything that they want to sort of feedback, or, you know, any suggestions or whatever, yeah, we're grateful. We'd always want feedback. That would be amazing.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.